tax credit changes. If you're one of those families who you think you may be affected, one of the 120,000 families, the official figures from the Department of Social Development say could be up to between £900 and £1,000 worse off in the course of a year. What would that do to you if you're on tax credits? How would that leave your family? Let us know this morning. 0 30 30 80 55 55. Pat is in West Belfast this morning. Morning, Pat.
How you doing?
So would this affect you and your family, Pat?
No, it won't. It won't affect me because I'm retired now.
Mm.
But I'm welcoming this as good news. And I'll explain to you. People are going to have to be shaken up about politics equals economics. And they're going to have to change the whole way of politics operate here. You have a DUP person on this morning who believes that maybe this isn't going to affect his community as much as it's going to affect.
No, no, I think he didn't say that.
He
opposed it. His actions were to vote against it.
Wilson so saying in the early days that they were going with the austerity package that the Conservatives wanted.
Not in terms of tax credit, because this has nothing to do with what's going on in Stormont and the disagreement.
Yes, but Joel, really, this is all one of the same packages that the Conservatives are driving. Now, from a Northern Ireland point of view, this is what people need to be shook up here to realise that politics equals economics, that they can't elect politicians in and it doesn't affect their life in terms of economics. Houses, property values are going to drop, all sorts of things are going to happen. But to me, it's going to be the antibiotic that's going to change the whole thing.
Yeah, but people will look at it now and see that the property values are on the increase.
Well, they're not on the increase. It's all been talked up. Even when they signed the peace agreement, Joel, if you can remember, when they signed the peace agreement, property in Northern Ireland went up through the roof. And why? But nothing had changed. Wages were the same. Employment and unemployment was the same, and those are the two drivers that changes the economics of property. They didn't change, but this was this whole smoke and mirrors thing that we're living in a better world and things are going. If you don't buy a house now, you're not going to get one.
Martin's also on the line this morning. Morning, Martin.
Good morning, Joel.
Do you agree with Pat?
No, I was just ringing in. I'm a retired man. I'm 66 years of age. I have a daughter who is a very hard working as family and claims tax credits. And I don't want to be disrespectful to the chap that was on from the Conservatives.
Is he still there, maybe? No, sorry, he's gone. Go on ahead.
I think he's very mixed up. This is about working people. This isn't about welfare and people trying to take money for doing nothing. This is about people that's getting up early in the morning, getting a very low wage, going out in Northern Ireland, trying to keep their families, feed their families. And I actually think today, and I think this is the final nail in the coffin of any agreement getting made in Stormont, because, you know, this is going to put more pressure on the politicians who actually have been elected by the people in Northern Ireland, and now the people's taken another bang. I hope it does get resolved, but I can't say it's been resolved now. This is the final nail in the coffin.
Well, Frank Shivers and other Conservatives will say that what it's actually about is making it more attractive for people who are on benefits to actually get into work and to close the gap between those who are working and those who are on benefits.
No, well, I think Frank hasn't done his sums. Like, as I say, I've been working 45 years all my life. Fairly well know about industry in Northern Ireland. I know about the jobs that's out there. And yes, they'll take the cuts, right? We'll take the cuts. We'll see what Frank says. But to make that £20 back is going to take families at least another 10 years to where Frank thinks people can go to right away. And the jobs aren't out there. You made that point, Joel. The jobs aren't out there for young people. You know what I mean? They might be out there at £7-8 an hour, but they're not out there.
Okay. Martin, thanks for your call this morning.
Okay, thanks also to
Pat. Paul's on the line. Morning, Paul.
Morning.
Paul, you're the last caller in this, so make it a good one.
Well, I was sitting thinking about what that gentleman from the Conservatives said, and it isn't all people that are either CERS or handicapped. I'm a taxi driver here in Northern Ireland. I work 50-plus hours a week. I really can't work anymore. And by the time I pay everything like depot rent and you know, for the car and everything, At the end of the year, I've roughly an income of about £7,000. I don't pay tax, but I do rely very heavily on the tax credits that I receive. And if they cut my tax credits by about £1,000, that very seriously could put me under.
It's as close to the wire as that, you feel, for you.
Yes, it really is. I'm up from 5 o'clock this morning. I'm sitting at the side of the road, hoping for somebody to come and say, "Can you take me here or there?" It's not as though the more I do, the more I make. And the tax credits for me are really what gets me by. And I don't have a big family. I've seen my family up. I'm 54. I've heard them say, get another job. But I'm diabetic and I'm bad with it. And they've taken because they wanted the DLA reduced, they took that off me. And so I've lost that, and now I'm going to be losing tax credits.
So in your circumstances, it could actually have the complete reverse effect as what the intention that the Conservatives say is. Instead of encouraging people away from benefits to work, this could actually mean that it's no longer feasible or financially logical for you to continue working.
Exactly. And they're actually going to end up making me go on the dole, because if I was to do that, I could then claim for my house, and I could claim for my wife, and I could claim for this and for that. I'm 54, like I said, and I have only been unemployed for 10 months since the day I left school. For the last 17 years, I've been self-employed as a taxi driver. I want to work. I want to earn a living, because it does make you feel better. But the way the Tories keep going, they're going to force me onto the dole where I don't want to be.
Paul, I appreciate your call this morning. Thanks for tuning in.